I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Juan Romero tweeted us, so you hear on the Fan doing updates occasionally. That explanation from Ryan Clary sounded like me when I had to present a class my summer reading book I never read. He was probably tired and dozed off a couple times last night. It happens sometimes. If you missed Ryan's synopsis of a TV show, and it was the worst summary of any TV show that's ever happened, we're going to play it for you at the end of this segment, as well as pitch a new show idea based on how terrible that summary was. That's coming up at the end of the segment. It is time for your Beltway Blitz on a day where there's a lot of football team news, where the Wizards are getting ready to start their season, and where the Caps drop the puck tonight at Capital One Arena on a brand new campaign. So let's get to it right now. Samantha Pell covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Samantha, give us some game notes here. Caps, Rangers tonight, game number one of the season. What do we need to know?
Yeah, well, first off, you know, no Nicholas Backstrom. He's on long-term injured reserve, so he's going to miss at least the first 10 games of the season here in Washington. Alex Ovechkin, he's going to be a game-time decision. He was hurt Friday in the team's preseason finale, but he took line rushes this morning. He looks good to go. Vitek Vanacek is going to be starting in between the pipes tonight over Ilya Samsonov, and I think we're going to see an NHL debut tonight with Hendrix Lapierre, 19-year-old center, who won the third center job over Connor McMichael.
Sam, the smart people that do this for a living, I think, give the Caps the ninth best odds, of winning the Eastern Conference. So they got a lot of teams ahead of them in the pecking order. If they're wrong and the Caps have a great year and go deep in the playoffs, what happened? And if they're right and they end up outside maybe looking in, what happened?
You know, if they are right and the Capitals kind of finished kind of lower in the pack, that means that probably their goalie situation didn't really pan out with these two young goalies. It looks like there's going to be some sort of split between Vitek Vanacek and Ilya Samsonov, and maybe their veteran core that has been solid for so long maybe starts to see that decline that we've all been talking about the last 2 years. You know, if these guys are wrong and they do kind of make a long run, I would say probably these young pieces really step up to the plate, guys like Lapierre and Connor McMichael and Martin Fehervaari, and you know, maybe Vitek Vanacek or Ilya Samsonov really takes the reins of this team and net and really carries them. But I would say those are the things that need to go right, and definitely they just need to stay healthy. That was such a big thing last postseason. All their big guys got hurt, and they just really need them to be 100% this year.
Samantha, I'm stunned that Yevgeny Kuznetsov is still here. Frankly, I was hoping that wasn't going to be the case, and they'd get out of that contract and they'd add some pieces, but they weren't able to make that trade. Do we know how hard they tried to, if at all? And what can you tell us about the type of season he's primed to have?
Yeah, you know, I mean, definitely the Capitals looked around and, you know, tried to shop him around. Those were definitely true. You know, teams probably also inquired on the other end as well. But overall, the Capitals really felt like Kuznetsov actually came into camp. And, you know, Peter Laviolette thought he was the best player coming out of camp. They thought that just his mentality, physically, he's 100% there. You know, they see a difference, at least from the end of last season, and maybe there's a little bit more edge to him wanting to kind of prove everyone wrong after a really just up and down year and, you know, ending up on the COVID list twice. So there was some efforts there to see what's out there for him in the trade market, but it seemed like there wasn't a good return there, and they're just going to kind of roll the dice this season, and they're going to be really dependent on him with Backstrom out to start the year.
Sam, thank you as always. Happy Hockey New Year. Appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
525. We'll have Capitals tickets for this Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Plus, Anthony Mantha will join the program at 6:15. But right now, let's talk some football, please. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us. Michael, they don't want that smoke. I heard the kid saying that, but literally this time it appears the smoke machine stinks. What can you tell us about it?
Big investigative story, Danny. We get to the bottom of things around here. The smoke machine that you know, sets off a bunch of smoke. The players run through it. It's a cool visual. Everybody gets hyped up for the game. It's been cranked up, like, really, really high. And last week there was, like, enough smoke that the players actually couldn't see their way out of the tunnel. Some of them ran into the dance team. They were tripping over each other. It's a situation. So just add it to the list.
So are they going to make some changes then to that, or what's the plan?
The players were very clear today. I asked them, you know, did the important investigative work here, and you can read their thoughts at richmond.com. They want the smoke dialed down, and I'm guessing they're going to dial the smoke down. So there's two smoke apparatuses, guys. One of them, you know, shoots up and gives like a nice upward visual presentation. Then there's a second one that shoots down and kind of creates the smoke that they run through. I'm guessing you could cut this in half. It'd still be a good show.
So that's pregame stuff. That's all well and good. When the game starts, their defense stinks. Will anything change? Well, I mean, obviously, this is a terrible week to try to get right and put any changes in, because they could bring back any personnel you want. It's not going to work against Kansas City, who scores a million points. But are there any tweaks that you might expect?
Well, I'll say this for the defense. The pass rush, the front four, or you'd say front five, because they've been rolling with five a lot, you really did better last week. I know that was obscured by just the massive botches in the secondary, and they were bad. But the front group, they did a lot better. They created better pressure. You know, they did not allow Jameis to escape as much, tracked him down when he did. They made much better plays. So that's what you're building on here. That side of the ball is doing a lot better. The secondary stunk, and if you do that against Tyreek Hill, if you do that against Travis Kelce, or whoever's healthy for the Chiefs, it will end poorly. We all see that. So I'm certainly not going to predict any sort of get-right game for them. I'll just say if they can even achieve basic competency, I really think the guys up front are starting to put it together.
Miguel, I hesitate to even ask because I know that he's your guy, but it was ugly for Heinicke on Sunday.
It was brutal.
He's played two games against good defenses, and he's been bad in both of those games. Worrisome or just kind of small sample? Let's see what happens.
Look, he's not the long-term answer. So you can go ahead and say that right now. They should get a really good quarterback this offseason because that's what the best teams have. I still say he's a lot of fun to watch, and he's a guy who, look, this will be a telling game Sunday against the Chiefs because he can put up points on the Chiefs' defense. This, on paper, this is a matchup where he will do very well. He will excel this weekend against the Chiefs. So you're looking for that bounce-back game. I mean, you're looking at a guy who is what he is at this point. I think he's really fun to watch. I think he makes great plays. And I absolutely cannot think he can hold his own against the top five defenses in the league. Two of them he's faced now already. It's just not going to go well for them. I think you're looking to take advantage of these matchups like Sunday, put a lot of points on the board, hold your own against the middle teams, and hold your nose against the best teams. That's where we're at with Heinicke.
Michael, I was probably a little bit over the top yesterday, and I think I was probably too harsh on Ron Rivera, if I'm being honest and being reflective and objective here, going back over it. But the thing that I kind of was the most stunned by, some people are telling me, no, this has always been this way, so I want to get your opinion. Yesterday, he kind of, and over the last 48 hours or so, he's been very much a, you guys, this is totally a developmental season, which is how he opened the season last year until they went for it, and it seemed to me they were going for it based on their actions, but now we're back to developmental again. Am I wrong here? Was this always supposed to be a developmental season and we just weren't paying attention, or is this kind of, we're just sort of changing midstream?
I think there was a lot of hedging going on during training camp, and I think your example last year is spot on the money, Danny. It was a developmental year until all of a sudden it wasn't, and then this year, you know, it's a year with ambitions and division goals until all of a sudden it wasn't here. You don't bring Ryan Fitzpatrick into a team that's developing. You bring in young quarterbacks and let them develop, and, you know, even to an extent, you know, you look at what they're doing right now, you know, playing Heinicke, they are playing the guy who they think gives them the best option to go for it and win each week. They're playing for the win each week, and the guys are playing, they're developing. But then you look at other decisions they make. They're not playing Jamin Davis. They're not throwing him out there to take his lumps. Now, they're seeing things, obviously, that we don't see in practice, but I would agree with the mixed message. it's developmental because it's not going well, but it's not Jamin Davis developmental because that's not a great situation either. There's a little bit of, the waters are muddied here.
Michael, thank you for the time, and keep up the good reporting on that smoke. They don't want your smoke.
They don't want that smoke.
Oh, appreciate that, guys.
See you, buddy. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Let's talk a little hoops. It's almost time for basketball. Ava Wallace covers the Wiz for the Washington Post. Ava, get us up to speed on the Wizards. How close are they? And I heard yesterday Kyle Kuzma was saying it's going to take a little while for us to get where we want to be, but he didn't look like it.
it is going to take a little while. Listen to Kyle Kuzma, guys. Come on. He's new in town, but he knows what he's talking about. The team right now, they're learning defense still. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that one before, but they've got the new coach in town. They're kind of installing his new scheme, learning the new terminology. So, yeah, it is going to take a little while. They've got a lot of different lineups they can put together. Everybody's kind of still learning chemistry. But good news, they've got Rui Hachimura, who is back in D.C. He's been away from the team for excused personal reasons, but he is actually back in town, and so he's going to go through COVID protocol. I would be shocked if they have him by opening night and they're, kind of ease him back into things. But their roster is coming back and everything's kind of coming together.
So, Ava, you mentioned there's a bunch of guys, and this is sort of, I'm half complaining but half saying, hey, this is kind of the league now, right, where you got a bunch of wings. Some are twos, some are threes, some might be fours, depending on kind of your lineup, and this is, sort of the era of positionless basketball. But how do they divvy it up with KCP, with Kuzma, with Hachimura, who you mentioned, but Kispert needs his minutes because I think that dude will shoot the lights out. It's complicated. And you mentioned Davis Bertans, who makes all the money. How do they kind of divvy these things up here?
Yeah, that's exactly what we asked Wes Unseld last night. And he said, yeah, there are a lot of different combinations. He's kind of still figuring things out. Right now, he's got KCP and Kuzma starting in with Bradley Beal and Spencer Dinwiddie and stuff. And some of those lineups, I mean, we saw a lineup last night that I really liked that was, let's see if I can do this off the top of my head. It was Neto and Beal and Kispert and somebody else, but they were moving. It was great ball movement, the first really good ball movement we've seen this preseason. So Unseld's got a lot of kind of moves that he can make, a lot of combinations that he can put out there, but it's not a bad problem to have in today's NBA. He's just kind of got to figure out how to put it all together.
I think Avdi was on the court for that, if some of that time serves, which helps, right?
Look at you guys. What do you do? What am I doing on this show? Come on.
I'm just a basketball junkie who just wants him to be good once in my life. Daniel Gafford, I love him so much. 17 boards last night in sort of casual duty. They got to make sure that guy is involved, in shape, out of foul trouble. That 30 minutes a night he can give you of rim running, of energy, of defense, I think helps all this stuff that Wes Unseld wants to do go a long way. You can play a lot of lineups if that guy's there erasing stuff. How impactful is he going to be early and then once Thomas Bryant comes back?
He's going to be really impactful. We were talking about this last night, kind of the energy plays that Unseld was saying create a lot of momentum. He's got a really great backup who can do that as well, and Trez Harrell, who really brings kind of a ferociousness to this team that I feel like we haven't seen maybe since Markieff Morris was here a little bit. That's kind of what it reminds me of. But Daniel Gafford, just in the way he can play with so many different guards, and you can kind of stick him into any of those lineups, talk about moving those pieces around, you can just kind of stick that guy in and let him rip, and he really works well with anybody. And so it's good to have for kind of the interchangeableness of this roster, but he just brings energy. He makes people happy. He gets the crowd involved. And honestly, the Wizards are going to need a lot of that. They got a lot of low-key, kind of quieter guys out there. So if you can hit threes, if you can make dunks, if you can get those big boards, that'll be really good for them this year.
It'd be cool with this young group if they just play competitive and people enjoy watching them. Ava, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ava.
Be well. Ava Wallace of The Post does a great job covering the Wizards. All right, we wanted to save just a couple of moments here so that we could remind everyone that at the end of last segment, during our double play, Danny said to me, have you seen The Squid Game? I said, no. It's this big show on Netflix. Everyone's talking about it. I've seen a billion people tweeting and emailing and contacting each other about it. I don't have a file. And Ryan raises his hand. He says, I've seen it. I'm like, oh, great. So we're going to find out once and for all what it's about. This is how it went down. Someone call in right now and tell me what this show's about. 800-636-1067. Oh, you watch it, Clary? Well, then you tell me what it's about. You're ready to go. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I actually started watching this last night. I watched the first two episodes. I'm not going to go all in on it, but, I mean, because I don't want to spoil it.
What is the premise?
of the Squid Game. It basically, it's what they try to do is they basically have a bunch of gamblers in there or people that have taken a bunch of risks.
What does that mean? Risks.
And they're all just kind of together from this one guy. But then again, I'm only two episodes in. That's the thing. They leave all these hooks out there, and it's just amazing.
Stop the thing. Go back. He said, from this one guy. There's just certain little phrases that pop me where he goes.
Because in real time, I was trying to connect. Because you're visualizing. Okay, there's a guy here, so I've got him categorized.
Competent callers have called in and explained it. And I've got 15 people who have tweeted me like actual synopsises. So it makes it even funnier now. But from this one guy, I just love that.
They basically have a bunch of gamblers in there or people that have taken a bunch of risks in their life.
In there is a good one.
And they're all just kind of together from this one guy. But then again, I'm only two episodes in.
But then again.
That's the thing.
More information is coming when I have a larger sample size. We have more data points to give you.
What does together from this one guy mean? That, he didn't say like they report to a bad guy or something. They're together from this one guy.
From this one guy.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm hooked to it.
All right, let's keep going.
And they're all just kind of together from this one guy. But then again, I'm only two episodes in.
Then again.
That's the thing. They leave all these hooks out there that it's just amazing. I'm so hooked to it. All I want to do is go home tonight and finish the rest of it, which is I think is 9 episodes. And I might do it tonight.
Are they 30 minutes or an hour?
It's an hour.
He's a
so
fish.
It's long. But like, it's... You know me. I'm not a huge TV guy.
You
I'm
know me.
Hooked. All
but
I want
to
do is
struggling
watch
to find out like what is the plot of this show.
It's I'm still trying to figure that out as well.
And yet you're hooked.
Hooked to it.
When he goes, my favorite part I think is ultimately. Then again, I've given you a very thorough synopsis. The information I've shared should satiate you. However, I've only watched two episodes. There could be more twists and turns that I haven't even enlightened you to about.
CK. During the break said, you guys need to do a segment where he explains things in life. He just explains major things in life. So what we'll do is we'll debut that segment at the start of next segment. We're going to ask you to explain something that everyone does in life as best you can for someone who doesn't in any way know how or what it is.
Perfect. I'll be good at it.
Will ya?
You'll be hooked to it.
I will be.
Yeah.
They'll just be together with this one guy.
He'll be hooked to it.
Then again.
Caps tickets in an hour at 525. 4 tickets to Saturday night against the defending champs. Pretty great deal. Right here on The Fan, if you're listening, you'll get those. And you'll hear from Anthony Mantha at 615. Our quarterback approval ratings next after Ryan explains something you all have to do in your life and know about. But does he? We'll find out.
I'm still trying to figure that out as well.
And yet you're hooked.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clarissa might have once explained it all. Ryan Clary is now the guy that explains it all. You see, we asked him for his synopsis of a show that he loves, and he couldn't tell us anything about it. So we've decided maybe we'll walk down this rabbit hole and see where it takes us. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are going to get into our quarterback approval rating of Taylor Heinicke in just a couple of minutes. But first, so we'll formalize this. Maybe we put an open together. We can come up with some really good ideas in the future. But we just wanted to put the training wheels on and just take it for a spin.
Just to kick this thing off. Just to get it started.
So Danny came up with something just a couple of moments ago. And the idea will be these are basic things that most people understand and deal with daily in their lives. It could be something like what I had pitched, what I had suggested that we're not going to do is, how does an airplane fly? Explain how an airplane gets in the air and flies. Maybe that's going to come up at some point, and Ryan will have to explain that. But Danny, you've got one, and Ryan will explain it all to us right now.
I think adults will know this one. Ryan Clary.
Yes?
What is a 401k and how does it work?
Actually, I know this. So it starts, you pick like a percentage of a, you pick a percentage of your paycheck, like let's just say like 0.5%.
That's a small percentage.
Mm-hmm. We'll just say that.
Sure.
And like it's like a monthly thing, your monthly paycheck, and you take that percentage out and it goes into your retirement fund. And that's just kind of how it works. And then once you retire, all that money is like there for you.
My favorite thing are the, I don't know what to how to describe them.
I've given you enough.
But yeah, it's the end of the sentence where he goes, and that's just how it works.
That's just how it works.
Whatever that is it's worth its weight in gold to me. But anyways, continue. So
you say it goes to your retirement, but like where is that?
Well, I mean, I think that has to do with your employer. Like let's say CK is in charge of us.
Yep.
So we give it to CK.
No, we don't give it to CK.
Okay.
But like he's kind of in charge of it. And so what that is that money whenever you retire.
I said to Danny, this is too easy, don't do this. My God, is it perfect? All right. So CK,
he's got a lot to do, so he manages the retirement.
Hang on. Let's not go there yet. So CK manually goes in and deducts it? Or how does it work?
No. Okay. Well, let's just say there's a business person over there.
Yeah.
On the other side of the station that handles that.
Oh, and she goes into your account or he and just says says, all right, I have to take 0.5% out of Clary.
Exactly. And that's how it.
And where does she put it or he put it?
I don't know. I mean, probably just a separate
bank
account.
You're explaining it all. We need you to explain it.
Well, how I would explain it is that we have to open up a separate bank account, and then that's where all that money goes into. And then it's like, you know.
It's like savings kind of.
It's like savings a little bit. But there's a different phrase for it, which I should be better at this, but I don't know the phrase I'm supposed to use for it. It's like, I'm not good at this, but you get what I'm saying.
I don't know that I do.
And then how does the company help in any of this?
Well, because it goes to your retirement, right? The 401k.
Right. But and you've mentioned that the retirement part before. I think that's the goal. But
does Odyssey say, oh, Danny, look at your retirement. Let me contribute to it. Something like that.
No.
No, that would be crazy. That would be insane, right?
Nothing like that. Why would they contribute? I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel like it's just like a percentage of your check that goes in there each and every paycheck, and then that's how you do a 401k. Like, I felt like it was that simple because I've talked about this before, but I mean.
Who'd you talk about it with?
I don't know, but I know I've talked about it. And I've heard Bish. He's brought it up a lot.
Yeah.
The 401k with the junk.
Yeah, yeah. So he talks about his 401k savings account kind of thing. Like it's an
exactly.
extra bank account.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And that he's all in it, but.
But the other guys don't have one? Or they don't care?
I mean, maybe they do. I mean, I feel like they could.
So that would be my next question. How many, on average, like how many people here do you think have one?
I mean, I'll just say 100%.
So you got one?
No. So 99%.
Okay. But what's the delineation between the people who have it and the people who don't, do you think?
Full-time, part-time.
Okay, so you think if someone's full-time, they definitely have it?
I would think so. I would hope so.
And they decide to have it or it's just mandated?
I would say it's mandated. Because, I mean, I feel like that's something everyone should have. But I could be completely wrong, though, which I probably am.
Remember in the beginning, you said, I actually know this, and you were very confident. That's true. That confidence seems to have waned as your answer has gone on.
Reggie waned just a bit.
Yeah, there seems to be like a riddle that you guys have caught on with me. I start off confident, yeah. And then as I go on, I'm like, oh, no.
I've got one last question.
Please, mm-hmm. please.
I'd be curious to know if you could, for you, what's a good amount to have in there? How much do you want for the future? That kind of a thing.
401k, like when I'm all retired. Let's say I'm 65 years old, and that's when I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
The nice. Money I would like to have to spend the rest of like the maybe 15 years I have, I would say
$175,000.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan explains it all.
I hope you guys learned something in our financial seminar this afternoon.
That segment is a smash. I can't wait to do it tomorrow.
I'll tell you about it during the break, Ryan. It's actually important you know this one.
I said to you, what did I say? You said, let's do 401k.
And you're like, no. There's got to be something else. Like, make him explain how like a blowtorch works or like how an airplane flies.
I was so worried he would just crush it. He did not crush.
You still worried?
Now, I will say he has heard of a 401k.
Yeah, and that's what's beautiful about it. He saw Squid Game. See what I'm saying? Like the translation from two episodes of Squid Game, which is there's a guy, they're all in it together, there are some gamblers, but then again, I've only seen two episodes and I don't know what it's about. Like that's what we get that. We get that filtered.
I think it's going to work this segment. I think
so
it's going to grow some legs and it's really got a shot. And what Ryan we need to do perhaps is we can solicit from you guys suggestions on other things that Ryan could possibly explain. So you could tweet us, at Grant H. Paulson for me, at Funny Danny for Danny. Or if you're one of those Instagrammers, you could do at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram, send me a DM. Nick says, Ryan's voice cadences are so hilarious. Everything about that thing is going to, it's really going to.
I love how confident he is at the outset. Like, oh, you guys have stepped in this one. Right. I know this. Egg on your face, Grant and Danny. And 45 seconds later, it's just your retirement. It goes to your retirement.
He was so sure. Craig's in Woodbridge. Craig, did you learn something today?
Craig.
No, I'd like to learn you something.
All right. We want to be learned.
A 401k plan, it's usually run through the company you work for.
See?
Most of the time, when I had a 401k plan, I put 10% in and my company matched 10%.
Okay.
But the money
so I don't
you
think
get,
this guy knows what's happening here.
Grant and I are very much aware of what a 401k
is. Thank you for letting us know, sir.
Thank you, sir. I will explain to young Ryan during the commercial break. So we're not doing Sunday morning, we bought airtime, financial right. radio here. What do you do if you have a Roth IRA, inherited Roth
so
IRA, with
guy,
with required minimum distributions?
I think that guy just got in his car, has no idea what's going on, and he just hears that explanation of a 401k. And he's going, well, this can't happen. This can't be. Let me educate these idiots. So we appreciate that education, good sir. We do. So is it Ryan Explains It All?
Ryan Explains It All.
I love it so much. Can't wait for the next installment. All right, let's get to our quarterback approval rating. It is Wednesday on Grant and Danny. Last week, 94% of you approved of the job. Taylor Heinicke is doing in office. He just had his worst game. It got ugly. Let's see what the numbers look like this week. I will post a poll on Twitter in just a moment, at Grant H. Paulson. You approve or you disapprove of the job Taylor Heinicke is currently doing in office. My guess, Danny, is that after his high watermark last week,
yep,
we're going to hit a low watermark here. So the undulation has been low 90s, like 92%, down to 86% after Buffalo. Back up to 94%, the best it's been after Atlanta. And now we'll see where he ends up. I don't think we'll get into the 70s, but people are reactionary, and that was really ugly, so it is possible.
You're going to learn about the limitations, I think. And to me, I am still, yes, I am. I approve of the job because that's worth the risk to me.
You approve of the job?
Yeah, to me, it's worth the risk. I know that's who he is. He's going to have those games. as their offense is getting more beat up and there are less and less weapons available, and it's the Terry McLaurin show with Antonio Gibson, you know, running the ball or whatever, you need more playmaking. You need more Taylor Heinicke scrambling around, sliding, diving for pylons, doing Taylor Heinicke bits. The cost of doing business is Sunday, where you play a good defense, a few, oh my God, are you kidding me, decisions, limited ability throws where you're just like, that's just not okay in the NFL, whether it's behind, late, short, etc. That's the price right now. If there was a better option, I'd go with it. There isn't one. You need that playmaking to pull a win or two out of your tuchus. So yeah, I still approve.
So for me, the whole point, while not necessarily to be completely reactionary, is on a week-to-week basis in this moment right now, is he good enough to have this job, basically? Like, yes, he's going to for the rest of the year over Fitzpatrick, but I'm viewing the approve or disapprove kind of more like, is this a guy you could see being the quarterback here? You've got this office that he currently holds. How do you feel about how he's doing? I would, for the first time, probably vote disapprove because it's been too bad in the last three games now, and it's been two bad games against two good defenses. At Grant H. Paulson right now to vote on the poll, and you can call us at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 on the Gambit DC listener lines. I am fascinated to see, after last week, a 94% approval rating, what the numbers are like after the couple of picks and the stinker at home against the Saints. We'll take some of those calls. We'll give you the polling update next right here on The Fan. Remember, 525, your chance to win four Caps tickets to a game on Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. You can always hit us up on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson for me.
At Funny Danny.
Got a tweet here from a guy named Jack. Seems to be a fan of Ryan Explains It All, the brand new segment here that we'll be giving you every few days on The Fan. We'll work out a schedule. He says, I believe Ryan Explains It All could be a great avenue to return to the Garrett Cole sticky substance explanation. To prominence on Grant and Danny could be prime intro for that segment. We got to somehow work Garrett Cole not being able to answer basic questions.
This was so great.
Into Ryan Explains It All.
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Perfect.
I've said that to my wife 31 times.
Grant, what happened to the ice cream I bought yesterday at Trader Joe's?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Danny, why did you mix up the Tupperware lids with the Tupperware?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
How is it possible that you needed my help at the grocery store? Oh, it's because everything you get has been wrong forever? But why didn't you just know what to get anyway?
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Should definitely be part of the intro. QB approval rating. You can vote right now at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter. So here's the way this has trended. Heinicke took over the job in week two, so that's when we started this. He got a 91% approval rating after the week two game where he led the come-from-behind win against the Giants. Week three was when he really struggled against the Bills, and it dipped 7% down to 84% approval rating. Week four was after the Atlanta game, and it skyrocketed 12% to a high watermark of 96%, and here we are in week five. Right now, this is our first report with the precincts that have been turned in, 270 votes in, 63% of people are approving of the job Taylor Heinicke is doing in office. 37% are disapproving.
They're down.
So potentially, we could go from a 96% approval rating going into the Saints game to a 63% approval rating coming out of that game. Let's go to Sean in D.C. on the Fan. Hey, Sean, how are you? Sean, you're on Grant and Danny. Are you there?
Sean.
Unacceptable.
Wow,
behavior.
Sean.
In all
wow.
accounts, sir. Unacceptable. PJ, Reston, how do you feel about Heinicke? What do you think about his approval rating coming out of week five?
You know, he did have some struggles at times, but, you know, I still got to give him an 84. There's something about Heinicke to where I don't know if he's a quarterback of the future, but he has that Doug Flutie kind of thing where you really want to pull for the guy. He really that kind of rallies you. He's a tough, you know, tough kid.
So you approve of the job he's doing right now then?
Yeah, I do. I know he was a little shaky last game, but I do approve. What do you guys think about the Redskins maybe trying to get Marcus May of the Jets to maybe shore up our safety position?
It didn't seem like they were that interested last week in going out and adding any of the free agents that became available.
I haven't seen that. Is that a rumor that's out there?
I have no idea. I haven't heard that. I would assume if he's available, they would kick the tires. But I don't know that he is, and they haven't seemed to make any moves right now. There's no urgency to improve the personnel that much, it doesn't seem like.
And again, if it's developmental, that's what we're doing, then there's no need to give up future draft picks for players, right? Or are we not developing? If we are developing,
I think
then
it depends on the outcome this week.
Yeah, then you develop. Then you play Derek Forrest when he's healthy and available. Then you play some of the kids like John Bates at tight end. Where's that guy? I mean, remember him? They drafted him in the fourth round. Is he developing or not? I mean, so again, that's where one of those big picture things needs to trickle down into kind of the day to day. But in terms of Heinicke, I think people, and I'm just going off of what you just said, just the data points, highly scientific poll that we're talking about here, of course. But I think when people saw that floor for a second time, I think that's turned some folks off.
Yeah.
That we're no longer on the ride. It's no more charmed life. It's now just life in the NFL as a quarterback. Like, we went from Disney movie, awesome story, hey, this is so neat, how much fun is this, to, okay, now we actually have to get down to the business of playing football games, and two of the last three games have been low.
Jets and star safety Marcus May have not been in a great situation for a while now. May 28 was set to hit free agency this past spring. They put the franchise tag on him. He's a former second-round pick. I guess they don't have a great relationship, so there's just places, sites, blogs, whatever, speculating that he could be traded. Places like Baltimore, the LA Rams, the Dallas Cowboys, the Tampa Bay Bucks kind of popping up on the rumor mill. I got to be honest, it's not really what we major in as a show. Every time a guy becomes available, we take calls on whether they should sign him or what do you think about trading for this guy. It's just not that realistic. There aren't that many trades in the league. If you're asking me should they consider the possibility of calling the Jets, I say yes, because their defense is bad and that position is not a strength. And he's played some good football in his career. Let's squeeze in real quick, Andrew and Stafford. Andrew, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, guys. I love the new segment. I think it's going to be a winner. And I think Heinicke, I'm actually kind of giving him sort of a middle-of-the-road grade, kind of like Ryan. I mean, I think they're actually pretty equivalent right now, where you ask Ryan to pick games or Heinicke to play a bad defense, and they're going to be stellar. If you ask him to explain 401ks or play the Bills, and you're going to get the same result.
It's a great point that shouldn't be forgotten, by the way. Ryan is, I believe he's still leading our pool, our confidence points picks.
Beat the sun out of me.
By the way, your boy, 5 for 5 this week.
A little five for fighting.
Clean sweep, 15-point week. That means I hit the 5-point play, the 4-point play, the 3-point play, the 2-point play, and the free throw. Feel pretty good about that.
You should.
But I think I'm only like 2 points behind Ryan or something, but Ryan's beating all of us right now. 401k guy over there.
I know.
Pummeling us in picks.
Retirement savings account that the company doesn't contribute to.
Needs to
whooping
be
my butt.
Talked about more, that Ryan is the front runner here on the picks pool. And I always start out hot and completely fade. So that's going to happen soon, too. Somehow I'll end up being the intern for a day. But we got our confidence points picks coming up on the show on Friday. Tickets at 525. Make sure you're listening if you want to go with three friends to see the Caps and the Lightning on Saturday night. Speaking of the Caps, they open tonight against the Rangers. Anthony Mantha's on the show at 6:15. Our 5 at 5 is next, and at 5:25, Washington is dead last in attendance in the NFL. What do they have to do to get you back to the stadium? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!